Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boy, Duke. How you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What do you say? Blessed and highly melanated? That's what you said last time, so... We sticking with that one. Man, it's been good. You know, glad to be back on the podcast, everyone. And today... we got some topics, man, that we're going to switch it up today. We're just going to do a little Q&A. Got some random questions that we found online that's trending. And we're just going to give our opinions on them and just chop it up on these topics. How you feel about it?
I'm good. Let's go.
All right. Bet. So let's get to the first question of the day, if I can find it. All right. Question goes, my girlfriend keeps comparing me and talking about other guys that she's been with, and it's making me worried. Should I say something to her about it, or should I just let it go?
Oh yeah, you should say something to her about it. What do you mean? Of course you should say something to her about it, especially if it's bothering you. If it's bothering you, you definitely should say something.
I think this is like, I don't know why people do this, right? They like try to have conversations with you about like stories about their past all the time. They'd be like, yeah, let me talk to you about when like I was with this one guy, and we were fucking, and his car ran out of gas and we had to push, but I left my shoes in the car. So some shit was like, it's just weird shit. And you're like, that has nothing to do with me. I can't contribute to this conversation. I don't know why people be doing that.
I don't understand it either, personally. Yeah. If you still thinking about that motherfucker, go be with his dumb ass then.
Right. Like, don't get me wrong. I have conversations about my exes and stuff like that, but I don't be talking about them like too often. I don't be like, hey man, your feet ain't right. My last lady, her feet was, nah, that's, I don't know why.
Well, especially feet. Not that. Like, you definitely don't bring shit like that up.
Yeah. And if she's doing that, man, you got to talk to her. That's a problem already. If you feel like you're in a relationship and you like, nah, do I talk to her or not? Should I talk to her? You should have been talked to her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't know. Hey, young people just, they just don't like communications. I don't know.
It ain't just young people. It's people, period. Ever since social media and text messaging and all that shit, people don't know how to fucking say, they don't know how to talk. Everybody want to fucking text some shit. Talk shit out. That was the key to our parents back in the day when all those relationships that was going on, people married for 50, 60 years. It's because they talk. That's all it is. They fucking talk. They don't like, leave it up to their text messages to be misconstrued as something different because people can take things out of context that way. So they communicate it.
I saw a couple that said we had been together so long that we had ran out of things to talk about. Like, because you had talked about everything. And I'm like, well, you know, how long does that take, you know, to get to that point? And he was like, we've been married 35 years. That happened 7 weeks ago where I was just like, good morning. She's like, it is a good morning. And he was like, you want to talk about politics? He's like, I know what you're thinking. All right. How about the economy? It ain't shit. And he's like, damn, you're right. You're right. And she's like, can I tell you about the grandkids? I seen them motherfuckers. He was like, oh. So we just chilling now. We just chilling. That's where I want to be. I just want to be to a point in my relationship where like I wake up in the morning and I walk in the living room and she look at me with the love in her eyes and be like, shit, you again. That's love. I can't wait for that, boy. All right, here go another one. I got another one. This is a weird one, okay? My mom is pressuring me to say happy. This was back around Father's Day. My mom is pressuring me to say happy Father's Day to my stepdad of about 8 years. And I said, I don't think it made sense because he's not my father. He seems to be upset. I'm 19. My stepdad is 50. What do I do if I don't feel I should be saying Happy Father's Day to him? It's a very good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, if you don't feel comfortable with that, then, I mean, he shouldn't be forced to do anything that you don't feel comfortable doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If he's not a relevant part in your life to where you feel like you could, that you should say Happy Father's Day to him, then don't say Happy Father's Day to him. That doesn't mean that you don't appreciate what he may have done for you or what have you, but, you know, especially at 19, and I'm assuming his real father is probably in the picture. So I get it. I get that. And if I was to accept that, I wouldn't get offended by that in any way, shape, or form, if that was the case, you know. Because, I mean, yes, I am, depending on how long they've been together. What do you say, 8 years?
Yeah, 8 years. I'll keep reading for a second. He has his good moments. He will help me every so often and give me free weed. Be nice to me in general.
Well, that's a friend. That ain't no guy, you know. So, I mean, yeah, if you don't feel comfortable, if you don't feel like, you know, putting that title on the stepdad, that's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's just how shit is sometimes.
Yeah, man. I think it's weird, right? Because obviously there's some issues going on here in this dynamic. Because it's like, I can say Happy Father's Day and Happy Mother's Day to anybody. Because whether you're my father or not, you're still probably a father, right? Mm-hmm. And same thing with mothers. But it sounds like this kid has gotten some, like, disconnect where it's like, if I say Happy Father's Day, in some way that devalues who my real father is. That's the concerning part for me. You know what I mean? Where it's like, no. I get you. You shouldn't be pressured to say that the mother is wrong. At the same token, you should emotionally be able to separate the fact that my father is my father and he not going anywhere. Plus, your daddy shouldn't be buying you weed. I'm sorry. 19 years old, player. Just pump the brakes. Ain't there an age limit to weed? I don't know. Because I don't be doing it. Ain't there an age limit? Like, you got to be like 21, like smoking cigarettes or...
Like, I have no idea.
I don't know, man. It might be the state that he in.
Maybe.
All right, so here go another one, okay? This one goes, my 20, or it says, I don't know if I'm ready to get married. My boyfriend is literally perfect. He spoils me. I know that I'm his priority, but I don't know if I should get married. My parents got married. My mother was at 22. I'm 20. He's 28. And he's leaning on proposing to me. What do I do?
Well, are you not ready to get married? Or are you not ready to get married to him? That's the first question.
That's a good question. Yeah. And at 20, that's a young... I get it. There's some people that get married early and it work out great. But if you already like, I don't know if I should be getting married, then don't get married.
Yeah. Yeah. That's easy on that one. The hell is you doing?
Okay, there it is. Okay, this shit keep changing my lighting. Okay, all right, man. So yeah, it's just weird. That was the easy one. I don't know if I remember when I was that age, and I was like, I'm not getting married till I'm 26. And I was lucky enough to wait till I was like 25.
Mm.
So I just don't. Maybe.
I wonder how long they've been together, as they would say.
Yeah, they've been together since they were 16 years old.
So 4 years since she's only 20.
Yeah. Okay. And on top of that, too, you haven't.
Wait a minute. If she was 16.
Oh, shit.
That means homeboy was 24.
All right, then no, you shouldn't be getting married. You shouldn't.
We should probably skip on to the next topic because we might get somebody arrested.
I feel like we should be taking. Let's take a break. We'll take a quick commercial break, y'all, as we consult with our legal team. we'll be right back. Hey everyone, not too long ago we had the lovely Bahia Shabazz on one of our episodes to talk to us about Brown Girls Do Invest.
Brown Girls Do Invest is a nonprofit organization established to educate women to invest in stocks, real estate, and to acquire multiple lines of income while encouraging women to invest and build a diverse financial portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest develops money management skills and positive behavior in middle school and high school children, as well as the working class woman, to improve opportunities to build that diverse portfolio. Brown Girls Do Invest offers a year-round education, community-based programs, educational meetings, financial literacy programs, and even a mentorship program. Definitely check out browngirlsdoinvest.com and also on their Twitter and Facebook at Brown Girls Do Invest for more information. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode.
And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our second segment, man. We're just still answering some questions that's been populating on the web, man. And so let's get back into it. Our next question comes from a gentleman who says, I called my wife by a different name this morning, and now she's upset. How do I reassure her that it was just a brain fart?
Apparently, so what do you mean by a different name? Because, you know, some women, like if you start calling babe, baby, stuff like that, and then you start calling by their government name, then they get offended by that. So Was it that, or he called her another woman's name?
No, he called her, not only did he call her another woman's name, but the caucasity of what he says is just, it don't make sense to me. So here's what my man says. He says, she was serving me coffee, and I was like, thanks, so-and-so, which is not her name. And he lets us know, listen, I just want to give you a heads up, she has a very ethnic name, like two first names, like Billy Bob or Kellyanne or Susie Joe. First of all, let me establish something. That ain't ethnic. I don't know what white person, what person told you that having two white names is ethnic? Because ethnic people don't do that. Nah, you get something that ends in a Z. There's an X in there somewhere. Something that's like two names combined. That's a little bit ethnic, or something with in it. Whatever. You know what I mean? And then the middle name usually is something that most people can't pronounce or anything like that. And so, like, you read it and you're like, is that your middle name? Is you sure that's how it's spelled? Yeah, that's my middle name. Mind your business. And so I don't get it, man. Yeah, that's you fucked up. That's the problem.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much. Yep.
And here's the thing, it's not like, oh, it's from my lady, it's some girl I was dating. Nah, you called her by a different name. And it wasn't like I called her Beyonce. You can at least play that shit off.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Billie Jean. You could have played off Billie Jean. True. Like that's true. The one. That's the one. Mm-hmm.
True. Because you could have kept going. Like, yep, that bitch told me that the kid is, I told that bitch the kid is not my son. So
nah. Yeah, you fucked up, sir. I don't know how to help you on that one. Our next question. My girlfriend posted an old photo of her and her ex after we got into an argument. We've been together for 2 years. And I confronted her about it. She says she was referring to her college days.
That's the only motherfucking picture she had from her college days?
No.
She was trying to get a rise out of you, bro. That's exactly what she was trying to do. Just trying to get a reaction.
That's petty. Mm-hmm. That's petty. That's not even petty. That's toxic. That's toxic. Mm-hmm. At a certain point in time, you are like, I'm going to do this just to get under his skin. We good, man. Yep. Listen, y'all been together there 2 years. I feel like after 2 years, people start showing you who they really are. And I think that this is your moment to be like, I'm glad you showed this to me. Bye.
Yeah, that's some childish shit, period.
Yeah. So. And that just makes no sense, man. This is a good one. This is another toxic one. I love how these kids get so toxic. I be wondering, like, what the fuck happened to make you this way? Like, I don't remember. Well, I get it, but I don't remember what made people this way. So I know this is some real disgusting stuff, but when my boyfriend cries, I get so turned off. Not sure how else to explain it, but seeing him cry just makes me mad at him. Like, I kind of want to tell him to man up. I have before once, but when I said it, he got really mad at me and just locked himself in my bedroom. How can I not be grossed and weirded out by my boyfriend crying? Now, in all clarification, she is 25, he is 23. Mm-hmm. But.
Well, first and foremost, she needs to grow the fuck up, for one. Yeah, that speaks to what we've talked about several times over the last countless episodes about male masculinity and a certain way that you have to predict yourself or show yourself to the world to where nothing bothers you. You can't show any sign of weakness, so on and so forth. That just plays into that thinking that we've talked about several times already. And it's not cool. It's not right. You know, as a male, as a man, you have to be able to express your feelings too. And sometimes that is going to come out in the form of you crying. Now, yeah. If he's crying over every little thing, then that's something different. Then he might be a little bitch. Like,
yeah, it, right.
You know what I'm saying? Every time a sad movie or something come on and he crying all the time, he may be a little bitch. Mm-hmm. Or you call him out his name in the middle of an argument, he may be a little bitch. But overall, if it's something to where, you know what I'm saying, he just got to let it all out. For whatever reason, whatever just happened, because we hold so much inside, especially as men, because that's how we're taught, that sometimes shit just comes. It could be one little thing and then everything just comes out. And sometimes that's just going to come out as in a form of crying or something like that. So
Yeah. It's weird because at 25 years old, and I think not only 25 years, you should know what toxic masculinity is. And I think a lot of people have issues with realizing that there is a flaw with them. And they're like, oh, how do I get it? Like, how do, no. You need to address why that stereotype is even in your mindset. And why aren't you trying to fight those demons? I'll be honest. It is okay for men to cry in relationships, but though it's harder for us to open up because of shit like this. The only time it is completely okay for any man to cry is the scene in Lion King where Mufasa dies. That is it. That's it. And I'm not talking about like okay to cry, but like every man sheds a tear during Mufasa dying. That's it. Don't look at me like that. Mufasa, you don't remember the scene when Mufasa died?
Yes, I remember the scene.
Remember when he was nudging?
But you know what I remember the most from that motherfucking movie? What? Is the motherfucking coyotes when they're like, every time you say his name, it makes you scream or it scares you. They're like, Mufasa. Ooh, say, Mufasa. That's what I remember the most from that fucking movie.
That was the best part, or one of the better parts, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, man. Like, you see, he see Mufasa fall, and then he goes like, damn, wake up. I'm like... I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you another movie that got me like I don't know if I cried when I first saw it. I know I almost did. So we'll say I maybe did. Mm-hmm. You know I got like four brothers of myself, right? Total.
Mm-hmm.
But there's four of us. So I have five men in a total in my like generation. But four of us are really close. Me, the two others, and then the baby. I saw that movie Four Brothers. That was a close one. I was like, yo, all right, cool. If it was my brother, I'd probably set off the city on fire too. So I get it.
For me, it was the Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, that's a good one.
That one right there. That one, I was like, that's a good one. Shit. Yeah, that was a really good one. Yeah. Man,
I think the bathroom
scene where they're in the bathroom and they're trying to get in and he got his foot there, so the door won't open. Mm-hmm. That part, right, yeah.
When he got that job, and you could just like, he was holding in all that emotion. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, man, just that one hits you as a father. Mm-hmm. That one does. So
yeah.
Shit, what's another tough movie? You name Four Brothers, Pursuit of Happiness.
I feel like it was one that I just watched not that long ago that had a crazy ending. I don't remember, though. I don't remember the name of it now.
Have you seen that Will Smith movie, Collateral Beauty?
No.
That's a good one. That's a good one, too. I will. It's like it's this weird movie where he loses his daughter. And so he writes these angry love letters or letters, angry letters to love, time, and death.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it, but I remember what you're talking about.
Yep. That's a tough one. That one's tough. Or what's the Kevin Hart movie that I haven't watched?
I can't remember the name of that one either, though. One where he was the dad.
Yeah, he was a dad. And I was like, I can't. Everyone was like, you should watch this. I'm like, I'm not watching that. I lived it. I don't want to watch that. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a tough one. I say it was a tough one, but it's like, I ain't seen it. So I don't know.
And then, of course, when Ricky got shot, that was a tough one.
That was rough. Because Ricky had a ticket.
He was doing his thing. He was going to do his thing.
Yep. That was a tough one, boy, man. Our childhood, man, there was tough scenes. There was some tough scenes. Oh, man. All right, here go the last one of the day. This one's weird. I don't know how I feel about this one because of how it starts. It reads, and I quote, "My wife, she's a bitch." Every day, my wife bitches me about everything. I don't know why the fuck I got married. My wife bitches about the fucking dishes. She bitches about the laundry. She bitches about the fucking mail, the lawn, everything. This bitch is fucking tripping every day. I've been married since 1998. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm screaming in my truck in the parking lot after work because I don't want to go home to my bitch wife. What the fuck do I do? Damn! I don't know. You've been with her for 20 years now?
Yeah.
20 years now? I think you need to have, I don't know, man.
Longer than that?
Yeah.
Well, you say 90 what?
98. 98.
98? Yeah, it's 2022.
Yeah, it's almost 25 years.
Yeah.
And plus, the man just let it out. He was like, this bitch is stripping. Sure, he sounded like a Bruno Mars song.
I was just about to say that. That motherfucker.
This bitch.
God. Sir, you need a divorce is what it sounds like to me. I'm sorry. That sounds like you need a divorce.
It sounded like he needed a divorce like 10, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I feel like, remember that Kevin Hart skit where he was talking about men with no pockets?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounded like a guy with no pockets.
For real.
And so, damn, oh man,
that's crazy.
Yeah, just the anger in that. I'm just like, this bitch, man. I feel like he needed to get a divorce for her sake. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well,
or they need something. They need. I don't know what. I don't know. They need something. Maybe they just need a vacation. Who knows? We don't know what's going on in their life. He might be stressed out about some shit. She might be stressed out about some shit. Maybe they got a ton of kids or something, or got a bunch of bullshit going on. Maybe they need to get away or something, or have separate guy weekend and girl weekend or something. I don't know. That was a movie, but there was a movie about that.
Like girls, what are you talking about? Girls Trip?
Something like that. It wasn't a couple movies like that. Yeah,
Girls Trip, it had Queen Latifah, Tiffany Haddish, some other chick. I forget her name. You know which one I'm talking about. It was.
I don't know the movie. I don't remember who's in it.
So it was Tiffany Haddish, Regina Hall, Queen Latifah, and this Red Table Talk motherfucker. I ain't gonna get into names. Oh, Lord. Yes. I'm still petty about that. And so, but I heard it was a good movie.
It was. I seen it. It was all right.
So. I know that was how Tiffany Haddish got started. I love Tiffany Haddish. Mm-hmm. There was an interview I saw, and he said, one of the guys interviewing her, he described it, he said, "I always wondered what it would be like to meet the sun in the form of a person, and I believe I've met that with you." And her immediate response was, "Boy, you better calm down. I'm ovulating." Like, Like, I'm done. I'm done. This is it. This is it.
It's so crazy.
She is. But all right, we're going to take a quick break, man, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Not too long ago, we had Keith Smith Jr. on the show to talk to us about Path to Purpose.
Path to Purpose, P2P, it's a tech-enabled transformational coaching practice that gives in-person direction, community, online courses for youth, opportunity youth, you know, in at-risk marginalized communities, and returning citizens, a way to find their purpose and live happy lives within it.
The goal is to help you develop your mindset and the habits you'll need to turn your life from negative to positive.
When you have purpose in what you're doing for your life, I believe it takes off on a whole nother terrain.
Finding your way as a young person can be tough, but Keith and his team believes in everyone's potential. They are there to help you find your purpose and get on the right path. There's no pressure or judgment with the program, so just come as you are. The program is at path2purpose.io.
Also on TikTok. I'm on Instagram at path2purpose_. I have a YouTube channel that I put up daily content and motivation every day. You get motivation. So YouTube, Path to Purpose, Instagram, path2purpose_, LinkedIn, TikTok, path2purpose_. Come see us, man. Follow us. You know, we're willing to help. We're ready to help.
Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
And we back to the Real Dream Podcast, on to our third segment of the day.
On the next episode of Ratchet News. Me. Let's get ratchet, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
you like, I like how you like sprinkle the motherfucker.
Yeah, gotta sprinkle them. That E40, I'm gonna sprinkle them. Yeah,
what's one dude that used to put a salt on the steak?
Like, yeah. Oh, the I don't remember that motherfucker. Yeah. I know what you're talking about though.
Yep.
Little Hispanic.
Yeah, I don't know what he is. I don't know what he is, but he always be wearing the white t-shirts. He'd be like, let's speak a little there. So, all right, so let's get into it, man. Our ratchet news of the day. Elephant reportedly turns to Elephant reportedly returns to a woman's funeral after trampling her to death. Yeah. This shit crazy. I love this story. Okay. So an Indian woman was reportedly trampled to death by an elephant while going to a watering hole. Apparently that elephant, that was their hole, and she went in there.
I feel like she should have known that.
Yeah, right.
Because elephants are big as shit. So there's no way you can miss a fucking elephant, especially probably a herd of elephants.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
pretty sure that was her fault, but go ahead.
So in mid-June, it says she was been collecting water outside the village, and the government was contacted saying that she was trampled by an elephant that had escaped from a sanctuary. She died from an injury at the hospital the same day that she was trampled. Here's the craziest shit. During her funeral, so in India, they have a ritual where they burn you in front of everybody. Like, it's like cremation. Mm-hmm. So during this ritual, the same elephant returned, broke up the funeral, found the woman, pulled her body off the burn, the fire pit, and then trampled her again.
Yeah, because he fucking remember. They say elephants don't never forget. That motherfucker ain't forget shit. He's still mad.
How mad you got it? You know how mad you got to be.
Look at here.
To kill Jumbo somebody ass twice.
Was pissed off. That's what happened. Somebody pissed Dumbo off, and he wasn't having it no more.
He wasn't having it. Well, no. It's not that he wasn't having it no more. He already did the job. He was like,
exactly.
Nah, I ain't get enough in. Mm-hmm. Just
the rest of that was a warning. He was warning everybody else. That's like, what he was doing.
Don't fuck
he
with my water.
He was warning everybody else. Exactly.
That shit was crazy.
Don't fuck with Jumbo like that. Yeah. She should have known better.
I don't. She was like 70s to 80s. And so,
it no don't one knows. Matter.
But, man. I feel traumatized for the family. Can you imagine, like, you at Nana's funeral and her body is already disfigured, you know what I mean? Because she got trampled by an elephant. And then to see the same motherfucking elephant, like, nah, bitch, get on the ground.
Exactly.
Nah,
that's crazy.
Isn't it?
Oh, man. I wonder what everybody else was doing while the elephant was fucking up for the second time.
I'll tell you, running. I'll be damned. Listen, love all my family to death. If I find out you died from any cause that is not natural, and whatever that is shows up at your funeral, I'm gone. Let me find out that, like, you just like, oh yeah, I got a motorcycle accident and someone just parked their motorcycle right in front of your casket. I'm good. There's too much bad omens going on here. Let alone an elephant, a fucking, like, you can hear them bitches. Nah, I'm good.
That's crazy.
I want to know who gave the elephant the invite.
Because nobody had to. The motherfucker was probably following her body. Wherever they took her body, he knew where the fuck she was at. Mm-mm. He was ready.
Yeah.
He was ready.
Gosh, about that action. That's some crazy shit. I don't know, man. I just... Damn. How you doing like that? Your kids, you gonna have to explain to them. How you gonna explain to your kids, Nana? Nana stole water from the wrong elephant.
Exactly.
Yep. And you know better. And you know some parent would have been like, see, this is why you need to brush your teeth that night. You know, some stupid ass reason.
For real.
Get yep. their kids to listen to them. Oh, shit. That shit crazy. Oh, man. So, yeah, man, this was just, that's it. We're just having fun with this episode. So we'll have to do this maybe like once a month or so and just kind of, you know, take it easy. This world has been... Some crazy shit happened in the world. So it's good to kind of get a break and laugh a little bit at some this man calling his wife a bitch over and over. to the elephant, man. I hope you get counsel.
Yeah, they know better now. They ain't gonna fuck with that one.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know, because this thing is worldwide news, so I don't even want to go to, like, the zoo anymore with these motherfuckers. So, anything you got to say, man?
No.
To my brother, listen, I love you.
Well, you too.
And I wish you nothing but success and happiness. And to all our listeners out there, you guys keep dreaming. Take care.